Welcome to our podcast of DorkToads.com. We bring you lots of music. We hope that you'll have fun.
Hello and welcome again to a 15-minute mayhem of forgotten treasures and worthless album tracks. This is the Dorktowns podcast number 24. You heard the Swingin' Medallions with their million seller from 1966 called Double Shot. The band still exists, so you can hire these senior citizens to lighten up your party. And here is David Bowie with Black Country Rock, released in 1970, before his popularity went through the roof.
Up and rest up here on Black Country Rock. You never know, you might find it here on Black Country Rock. Pack a pack horse up and rest up here on Black Country Rock. You never know, you might find it here on Black Country Rock.
Some say the middle is crazy, but you may. Up and rest up here on Black Country Rock. You never know, you might find it here on Black Country Rock. Pack a pack or up and rest up here on Black Country Rock. Never know, you might find it here on Black Country Rock.
Some say you're crazy, but you may.
Fellow band members wondered and were also a bit relieved why I don't play Frank Zappa anymore. So I've got some bad news now. Here he is again. From his 1967 album Zoot Allures, which is phonetic French for oh shit, how appropriate. Ripped from vinyl again because the sound on the CD really sucks. This is called Wind Up Working in a Gas Station.
This is all my defense, you son.
If you guys ain't because you're dumb.
That's the way it is where I come from.
You've been there too, let me see your thumb.
Let me see your thumb.
Let me see.
Let me see your thumb.
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 You're the only bird in the neighborhood I see.
Gotten an email again from our stalker Al Saez or Al Saez, and we've got an urgent message for him. Stop mailing us your sexual adventures, you pervert, or we'll have to hunt you down and kill you.
Well, you know you took
we'll be right back.
You heard Mary Wells, who once was Motown's biggest star, with Bye Bye Baby. And here is the Emperor of Soul, the King of Rhythm and Blues, the man with the golden voice, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Muhammad Ali, also known as Cassius Clay, with his fantastic version of Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark,
terribly sorry, but I just couldn't resist to play some Del Shannon again, and this time an unreleased single from 1966 or 1967 called Stand Up.
They say
beats me why Something as Wonderful was this day's unreleased. Oh well, maybe I'm a bit prejudiced when it comes to Del Shannon, I don't know. Next week will be another podcast special, and you can't vote on our poll on that subject anymore, and I hope that Ernie hasn't cheated his way to the top. I know that half of the votes on his ultimate shitlist are his own. You wouldn't think so by hearing this song, but this guy, Bobby Lee Trammell, was once one of the wildest guys in rock and roll, tearing off his clothes on stage and jumping on his piano, and he made Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis look like a bunch of pussies. That was another forgotten rhythm and blues band, though once quite successful, the Majors. And next up are the Violent Femmes from Milwaukee. And Femmes is slang for wimps in that area, so I read. And this song is from 1984, was released on single, and it's called Gone Daddy Gone.
Gone. Yes, gone.
Reckless Eric was an artist that got signed to Stiff Records at the heydays of punk in 1977 and was produced by Nick Lowe, but he failed to have any success and decided to quit the music business. He formed the Lamb-Wright combo again in 1986 with former Milkshakes members Russ Wilkins and Bruce Brand, and they released two albums, and one is called Pleasant Valley Wednesday, and from that album this is Pleasant Valley Wednesday.
Time. shirt on my back. I left home in a hurry, but I ain't never going back. I'm looking for a home in the heart of the city. Now I'm stepping on the street, and I'm sniffing at the air. Yeah, I'm looking for a lover. I'm looking, looking everywhere. Maybe a man with a chance. I hear a click on the clack. It's a girl, my lord. I see you stop, check, turn and double back. I'm looking for a lover in the heart of the city. I'm looking everywhere in the heart of the city. Well, in the heart of the city, we're in a garden of the stars. I hear the cassette music from over 1,000 jars. Hey, the boys are on the prowl. Oh, they're checking on me. They know a bird in the hand is worth two on the street. They're checking on me in the heart of the city. I said the heart of the city. Heart. Ooh, yeah. Heart.
And that was Reckless Eric producer Nick Lowe with Heart of the City. And Nick Lowe also produced his next single by Elvis Costello and the Attractions called Radio Radio.
Radio.
we end this podcast with a song that doesn't really fit in, but when you get to compile this podcast, you can play anything you like. This song is from my childhood, from 1973, and it was written by Leo Sayer, who looks like a total dork, so that fits in anyway. And it was a hit for Roger Daltrey. Until next time, bye bye.
I paid all my dues, so I picked up my shoes. I got up and walked away. Oh, I was just a boy. I didn't know how to play. Worked hard and failed. Now all I can say is I threw it all away. Oh, I was just a boy, giving it all away. Sail away, sail away. Myself to blame. Oh, I was just a boy, nobody else to blame. I've done all I can, now it's out of my hands. Stand on my head and say, oh, I was just a boy, giving it all away. Sail away, sail away.
Just a boy, giving it all away. Just a boy.